The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. Local businesses are, of course, the lifeblood of everything we do. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. This is Season 1, Episode 4, and this week's business in our backyard is Cup of Grace. And I have Jacinta Hay with me. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing good.
Well, Cup of Grace is a neat place. I really love it.
I agree. Yes, it is.
So what led you to have a coffee shop, sandwich shop?
Well, never was in my cards that I wanted to have, but it kind of just fell in my lap. I was an employee there, and the previous owner had a change of plans and offered it to me. And since I'd been there for a couple years, I just felt like that's where I needed to be at the time. So I purchased it and been going ever since.
Well, personally, I love Cup of Grace, but is the most challenging aspect of owning that kind of business?
Probably, they say you can't work in the business and work on the business. So it's hard working daily in the business, and then you come home at night, and then you have to work on the business. Your paperwork, your phone calls, all those types of things. To me, that's probably been one of the most difficult challenges of balancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so since I have such a great staff there now and a manager, I don't have to be there all the time because they run it smoothly. So that takes a load off of me where I can focus more on outside the business things that still have to make it run.
Well, now you run a business in Sylacauga and in Childersburg, right? Or no?
We've temporarily closed the one in Childersburg.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Do you think you might reopen it or
we would love to.
Mm-hmm.
With just the inflation, staffing issues, things that all happened last year, just compounding, we've decided just to pause it for right now.
Okay.
And we would love to absolutely open it back up, but we just want to kind of take a breath, focus more on our Sylacauga location, and then reevaluate it in a couple of months.
So have supply chain issues affected y'all a lot?
Definitely.
Have they?
Especially in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really difficult. We had to find different vendors. We had to get innovative. And some of that has stuck, but even now, sometimes we go to order things and it's just a couple weeks, or we're having to find something else in the place of it. But it's better now, but we have struggled with it, definitely, in the last year or two.
Now, y'all do breakfast stuff, right?
Absolutely.
What about the price of eggs? I mean, everybody's talking about that.
Exactly. I have, thank goodness, not had to raise my prices. I really need to. I just haven't yet. Because eggs, turkey, I mean, all that stuff, it fluctuates. Right now, it's eggs. A couple months ago, it was turkey. Back in the summer, okay. It was chicken.
Okay.
So it's always something. And so I try my best to take those costs as much as I can before I have to raise prices. And so I'm just hoping that the price will eventually come down and we can stay where we are right now.
Well, they say it's already coming down, but I haven't seen it yet. But
I haven't either.
So what is it that you wish everybody understood about owning a business?
Oh, gracious.
Is it easier than you thought, harder than you thought?
Well, I'll say this. I enjoy it a lot. So, and I'm passionate about it. So to me, it's a job, but it's a joyful job. So that makes a big difference, I think. If you own a business that you don't like what you're doing, I wouldn't like to do that, of course. But since I enjoy the people, the cafe, the coffee, I enjoy that type of environment, it's much easier to be a business owner.
What's the most enjoyable part about it?
Probably my customers. Okay. Talking to them and, getting to know them. And it's, with it being such a small mom and pop shop, when people come in, their mom, their dog, or their children, And they like that camaraderie that we have with each other, and then our staff and I like it as well.
Well, you and I have talked on occasion.
We have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you wish your younger self knew about your current role?
That I could do it.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely. I'm a huge introvert, so putting myself in this role, I would not have seen my younger self saying that I would be doing this today. So I'm kind of proud of myself a little bit, but then I'm still scared to death all the time too, because it is very intimidating. But yeah, I would never have dreamed that I would have my own business.
I love the line of the song, "You make your plans and you hear God laughing."
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
I'm talking with Jacintha Hay of Cup of Grace on Businesses in Our Backyard, and we'll be right back.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Jacintha Hay of Cup of Grace. And the next question I want to ask you is, who is your mentor?
I hope this doesn't sound cliche, but it's going to have to be my husband.
No, it doesn't. That's fine.
We're best friends, and he's in a managerial position as well, but he has had a lot of training, professional training over the years, and so I love to pick his brain and when I have different ideas and things like that, and we work well as a team.
That's cool. I've heard you say that you rely on him for some of the names of your monthly cups.
Yes. He's very innovative.
He's very clever.
He is. I agree.
I like that. So what is the newest thing maybe that might be coming out or you're thinking about doing, or are you allowed to say?
Well, yeah. Of course, we've changed our hours. Mm-hmm. That was one of our newest things.
I did see that, right?
Yeah, so we're open earlier and staying open later. But we are looking at doing some new menu items, more meatier sandwiches, and even more of a lighter side as well. Mm. So we're looking to extend it, not like massive, but to add just some more different items to it.
Can you give me an example, maybe?
We're looking at maybe a spring salad with cranberries, pecans, maybe oranges, things like that. Just we already have one grilled chicken salad, but that's like the only salad that we have. And so we've had several people and customers request it. So we're in the process of going through several different items.
Ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what to charge and how to get the stuff and all
exactly.
of that good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought much about how much it takes, how you have to order in advance. How far in advance do you have to order things? And
well, we order twice a week. But the reason we do that is we have such a small storage space where we're located. So normally I think most people probably order once a week or once every other week. But since we can't store it, we have to order 2 or 3 days at a time.
Okay.
2 or 3 days at a time. So we're having to constantly check inventory and make sure that we have it on the truck coming.
So what is something that you've learned from having a business that you didn't know when you got started? Other than that fact that you can do it.
I guess I didn't realize it's all the paperwork.
Okay.
That's behind the scenes. Your license, you know, your taxes. It's just, I guess if you're an accountant or if you've been in that business before, you know. But, and I have a degree in business, but having a degree in it versus experience is two different things.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're on the front end of it and you're having to do all that, it's a lot. It's a really lot of paperwork and now, social media and everything, keeping up with it.
Do you do the actual finances? Do you write the checks?
I do all that. I pay an accountant. Of course, I do all my taxes, but then everything else, yes, it's handled in-house.
So is there something funny that has happened in the store that you might want to share, a funny story, inspiring story?
Well, yeah. Okay. We have an in-house joke that if we make a mistake, you know, we put cheese on a sandwich that's never had cheese on this sandwich, just a, you know, stupid era. And we catch ourselves, okay, or our coworker does. We'll look at each other and we'll say, it's my first day. So it's just an in-house joke. Well, a couple months ago, I was at the register and I'd walked in. I was doing something. I made a stupid mistake. So I just looked at my manager and I said, I'm so sorry. It's my first day. And she just patted me on the back and she's like, it's okay. You can do it. And there was a customer standing at the register and she just looked at me and she said, oh, it's your first day? She said, you can do this. You're going to do excellent today. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that I own the place.
That's funny. I love it.
So if you're in the coffee shop and you hear one of my staff say, it's my first day, it's probably not. They probably just made a mistake and caught it.
I love it. So. I absolutely love it. And you have to deal with the public, of course. And what's the hardest thing dealing with the public, with the coffee shop?
Probably keeping a straight face, keeping it professional when you have people that are maybe out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to also look at, there's a reason for that, probably. They're having a bad day or they've just got bad news. You always look at it like that. And then if you do perspective, I think it changes your attitude toward them. But yeah, keeping that those words in your mouth that don't need to come out,
mm-hmm,
you have to really work at that sometimes.
And where do you see Cup of Grace going?
Well, I would love to have a food truck, and I would love to have more locations and be a household name. That's what I would love for it to be in time, not in the near 1 or 2 years, but maybe the next 5 or 10 years.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and talking with us. Thanks for joining us on Businesses in the Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. And be sure to share this show with your friends and give our podcast a 5-star rating. I'm Rebecca Young. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have 3 great radio stations.
Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?